أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him. And we bear witness that there is no deity except Him. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah, peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Believing in the Day of Judgment is the second most important issue and fact in our human existence. Right after knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding His 99 attributes comes is the belief of the Day of Judgment. And no wonder Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran have directly associated belief in the Day of Judgment with kufr, or denying the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and committing kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have used expressions that range from وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ, that they are, right after expressing the word kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they deny the Day of Judgment, to words like وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ, they turn their back and ignore the Day of Judgment, وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ, they are forgetting the Day of Judgment. They are not taking the fact of the Day of Judgment seriously. They are not dealing with this fact serious enough. They are ignoring it, and they are living their life, planning their activities, and making decisions as though there is no Day of Judgment, as though they will not stand before Allah in the court for accountability and judgment. And based on this understanding, we can see that there is a wide spectrum range regarding the issue of belief in the Day of Judgment, and humans fall within that wide spectrum range. On the very right-hand side of this spectrum, we have the people who believe in the Day of Judgment and take this fact seriously, and take the Day of Judgment seriously. And as a result, they do actions, plan activities, make decisions based on the fact that there will be a Day of Judgment. There will be a round number two where we're all going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for serious judgment and serious accountability. Worse than that, or lower than that in the spectrum, come the people who declare about the Day of Judgment and admit the Day of Judgment using their tongue, as all Muslims are required to admit and declare by their tongue that the Day of Judgment is a holy truth. Holy means the highest level of perfection and truth. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Himself holy. So we are all required to admit and confess that the Day of Judgment fact is a holy truth. But this admission is by tongue only. And this barely qualifies a person to fall under the umbrella of Islam. But to fall, for a person to be called a believer, mu'min, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indicated in Surah Al-Hujurat, for that this person has to take this fact seriously by translating this fact into his life, into decisions, into actions, into lifestyle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hujurat about this, that Allah, وَقَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ لَمَّا تُفِيدْ نَفْيُ حُدُوثِ الْفِعْلِ إِلَى زَمَنِ الْكَلَامِ. So the Arabs, the Bedouin Arabs, they say, we are believers. Allah said, no, you're wrong. No, you're not saying it right. You don't qualify for this status yet. But say, we are Muslims. And Islam did not come yet into your heart until the time of the revelation of this verse is Iman, or you are not qualified to be called believers. Why? Because Islam, is Islam a verb or a noun? Islam is a verb. Now, Muslim is a noun. So a lot of people will qualify for the noun Muslim, but very few people will qualify for the verb Islam, for those people have to take the day of judgment seriously, and this should be reflected in their life. Below this status on the spectrum, we have the people who admit the day of judgment by tongue, but they evade worrying about it. How can they evade worrying about a day of judgment? It's such a serious thing. How can you evade worrying about it? Many techniques are used. One technique is by convincing themselves that they are God's chosen people. So don't worry about the day of judgment. Another technique is to convince themselves that someone holy and precious have died for the sake of their sins. So it doesn't matter what you do, you're forgiven. So that is the way they evade worrying about the day of judgment. Or they convince themselves that they have good hopes in the mercy of Allah. And because of the attribute of Allah, the Most Merciful, they don't have to worry about the Day of Judgment. All those people are the ones who evade worrying about the Day of Judgment using excuses or using false facts. Below that comes in the spectrum the people who deny the Day of Judgment, but in a respectable manner. And they are willing to coexist with believers of the Day of Judgment. They respect them. They don't believe in the Day of Judgment, but they respect the ones who believe in the Day of Judgment, and they are willing to coexist with them. Below this status on the spectrum, we have the people who are the enemies of Allah, who not only deny the Day of Judgment, but they deny it in a sarcastic way. They make fun of the ones who believe in the Day of Judgment, and they think they are idiots, and they are not willing to coexist with them and defy them, as an example that will come, inshallah, later about those kind of people. Within this range of spectrum fall Muslims who are required to declare the Day of Judgment in by their tongue, but they range into a range of righteousness, a spectrum of righteousness that have in the very right-hand side the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the very left-hand side probably criminals and those who don't take the Day of Judgment seriously at all. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word believers to describe those on the right side of the spectrum and uses the word Muslims to describe generally describe anybody within this range of a spectrum. Now, knowing that this fact is the second most important fact in our human existence, then logically you would think that Allah will have overwhelming text on the Quran to address this fact. And this makes sense. If we read the Quran, we find an overwhelming text in the Quran to address the attributes of Allah, so that we clearly know who is Allah, so that we don't have misunderstanding of Him. Right after this, we have an overwhelming text in the Quran to address the Day of Judgment. Many, many surahs are given the name of the Day of Judgment. Surah Al-Haqqah, Surah Al-Qiyamah, Surah Al-Ma'arij, Surah Al-Qari'ah, Surah Al-Zalzalah. And also many, many surahs are given the names based on a scary, horrible thing that happens in the Day of Judgment that's going to scare every single human being. Such as Surah Al-Takwir, when the sun collapses in itself. When Surah Al-Infitar, when the skies crack and fall down. The universe above us explodes and cracks and falls on the earth. These descriptions of horrible events that's going to take the Day of Judgment, they are titles of surahs on the Quran. Not to mention what is happening inside these surahs. Horrible descriptions, such as, for example, another example is Surah Al-Jathiyah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the events when the hellfire is brought as a big, huge monsters that has 70,000 leashes. Every leash is dragged by 70,000 angels. And it is brought close to the people who are gathered in the Day of Judgment. And it roars on them. And it blows heat on them. And in this particular moment, all humans that are gathered in this scene, they are going to kneel down. They are going to go down on their knees and hide themselves under their hands and in a state, and they are so scared and they are so horrified from this. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Jathiyah, وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ. They all kneeling down, hiding from the hellfire. The monster of that is called the hellfire, that represents the anger of Allah and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and represents many of the attributes of Allah, of the punishment and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So naturally, you would think that Allah will have an overwhelming text to treat all people in the spectrum, and to honor the ones who take the Day of Judgment seriously, and to remind the ones who are forgetting the Day of Judgment, who live in a state of mind of forgetfulness of the Day of Judgment, and to warn and to try to guide the people who deny the Day of Judgment completely. One of those medications that exist in the Holy Quran, we are going to go over today as an example. And we are going to apply this medication to our heart. Hopefully, it will treat us from the disease of not taking the Day of Judgment seriously or living in a state of mind of forgetfulness of the Day of Judgment. This particular technique exists in Surah Al-Qiyamah. Surah Al-Qiyamah, very unique surah, very unique, powerful medication to treat these diseases. The surah starts by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any introduction, going into the subject, which is the Day of Judgment. Starting by Allah saying, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة. I am not going to swear by the Day of Judgment. ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. I am not going to swear by the self-blaming soul. Now, what is that expression that I'm not going to swear? It's a more powerful style than saying, I will swear by. For example, if you have done something wrong yesterday, and I know about it, the next day, it is more powerful to say, I will not remind you about what you have done today, what you have done yesterday. This is more powerful than saying, I will remind you about what you have done yesterday. So Allah is saying, I am not, using the same powerful style, I am not going to swear by the Day of Judgment, and I am not going to swear by the self-blaming soul. How is the self-blaming soul is related to the Day of Judgment? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by something, Allah is honoring that thing and highlighting the importance and the honor and the greatness of that particular thing. So anything that Allah swears by has a great honor or has a great importance. And Allah has the right to swear by anything, but we don't have the right to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would Allah swearing by the Day of Judgment and then follow that by swearing by the self-blaming soul? How are they connected? The connection is that the self-blaming soul, it became a self-blaming soul because it is worried about the Day of Judgment, because it is worried about standing in the court of Allah, because it is worried about answering questions in the judgment, in the Day of Judgment in the court of Allah. It became a self-blaming soul because of the Day of Judgment. And that's why it was followed by, and I swear by the self-blaming soul. It's being honored for taking the Day of Judgment seriously, blaming itself of falling short into doing the homework of Allah, into doing the assignment and the duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned, and blaming itself for committing sins or living in a state of forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Day of Judgment, or sliding into the state of mind of ignoring the Day of Judgment and not dealing with it as seriously as it should be. That is the self-blaming soul, which is the right side of the spectrum of righteousness. Following that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the people who deny the Day of Judgment, who the worst kind of people, who are in the very left side of the spectrum. On the very right side of the spectrum are the people, is the self-blaming soul. On the very left side of the spectrum are the people who don't only deny the Day of Judgment, but they deny it in a sarcastic way. And they use silly, ridiculous excuses to convince themselves that they are right in denying the Day of Judgment. So Allah is addressing them by saying, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّا نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَهُ. Do those guys think that I am unable to gather their bones? This is the silly, ridiculous excuse that they use to deny the Day of Judgment. And Allah has talked about this excuse in the same surah by saying, بَلَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. That humans know exactly that these are, know exactly the real reasons for that human to deny the Day of Judgment, even وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا, even if he tries to come up with so many silly, ridiculous excuses. That person knows the truth and knows why is he or she are denying the Day of Judgment. So here comes, why are you denying the Day of Judgment? What is your silly, ridiculous excuse? Allah cannot gather the bones again. After we die and we disintegrate and we become dust, is it possible for Allah to gather these dead bones again? Allah has replied, Allah has many styles in the Quran into replying to reply to this sick logic. In Surah Yasin, for example, when one of the non-believers brought a dead, old piece of bone, he squished it into his hand, he blew it in the air as dust, and then he said, Muhammad, in a sarcastic way, Muhammad, haha, is your God going to be able to turn this back into real bones and assemble those bones and bring us back to life? And he was saying it in a sarcastic way. The answer came straight from Allah in Surah Yasin. وَضَرَبْ At the end of Surah Yasin, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا And he gave us an example by this bone. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ And he forgot about his own creation. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ He said, who's going to bring this bone back alive? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ Tell him, Muhammad, that the one who created this piece of bone, initially, the first time from scratch, from nothing, is able to bring it back alive. Same logic is repeated in Surah Ar-Rum, where Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ He is Allah, the one who created the creation initially from nothing, from scratch, and the one who will repeat the creation again, and it is easier for him. Using our limited human logic, if I show you that I can do a mathematical problem, and you give me a harder problem, or you give me a similar problem, why would you think that I will fail to solve it? Actually, the second time is easier than the first time. So using our limited human logic, look around you, examine. We are human beings who are alive. And we were nothing. This universe was nothing and was created. Look around you. The one who created this universe the first time, the one who created your sophisticated body the first time, can redo it again. What is the big deal about it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in Surah Maryam, replying, وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّ The human says that how come after and I die and disintegrate and the earth eats my body, I'm going to go back to become alive? أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا Don't that same human remembers that we have created him from nothing before? So that silly, ridiculous excuse of denying the Day of Judgment is not the truth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using this logic to reply. But in this surah, Allah have used very special logic, very heart-touching, powerful logic to reply to the statement that Allah cannot. How can Allah gather these dead bones again? Allah said, بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَهُ Very powerful reply. Excuse me, you think that I will not be able to gather your bones again? I will be able to rebuild your own fingerprints. Gathering the bones is easy. No. My powers and greatness is way beyond gathering the bones. I will rebuild your own fingerprints. Maybe this verse might not touch the heart of early Muslims because they did not know that fingerprints are a form of identity. But it will touch our heart because we know very well that every fingerprint is unique. Even every finger is unique. So it will touch our heart. The details about us, the details about our existence will be brought back alive even though the fingerprints and the details of the fingerprints are going to come back alive. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَا And then Allah is illustrating to everyone that this is a silly, ridiculous reason to use to deny the Day of Judgment. And this reason is meant to hide a real reason behind. So what is the real reason? بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ That is the real reason. That humans, this human, those humans who use this excuse and deny the Day of Judgment, they are after fujur. They want to do fujur. Fujur is to go wild, is to cross the boundaries and limit and go wild into demonstration of your supremacy, into demonstration of your power and greatness, to go wild, kill people and spread corruption, do fujur, cross the limits without worrying about the Day of Judgment, without worrying about accountability, without worrying about the court of Allah. That's why they deny it. They don't want to worry about that and they want to go wild into exercising the joy of demonstration of supremacy and the joy of revenge and the joy of doing things to their best interest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ghafir have educated us that the worst kind of human being is the human being who's so mighty, powerful, and has a lot of power and does not believe in the Day of Judgment. As the Pharaoh, example of the Pharaoh, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ghafir on the tongue of Prophet Musa, he said, وَقَالَ مُوسَى إِنِّي عُثْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. I seek protection from my Lord and your Lord from every powerful, mighty person who does not believe in the Day of Judgment. Incredible amount of damage has been produced by those kind of people. We can witness, we can read history and see how much damages they have produced. And we can see today around us in our today life how much damage they are producing right now as we speak. Huge, those are the most dangerous people. So what is the real reason? The real reason, بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ. They wanna go for fujur. That is the real reason. And then, they express the sarcasm and make fun of the Prophet who is reminding them about the Day of Judgment by saying, يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. This guy is hiding the real reason behind a silly, ridiculous excuse and declaring that verbally by saying to the Prophet, أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. And أَيَّان is different than meta. When you ask a question in a serious, respectable way, you say, when is the Day of Judgment? So you say, meta. But in the Arabic language, there's another word to use when you're trying to use sarcasm to ask about the Day of Judgment. It's like, and look at the vowel, listen to the music. أيان يوم القيامة. أيان. It is like, when is the Day of Judgment? Ha ha, it's not going to happen. It's like saying this is something far away from happening. This is far away from being a real thing. This is something remote and it will not come. This vowel, the music of this vowel, ayyan. And this surah has beautiful music. And we know that the Quran has music and meanings. You know, by reading Quran, you enjoy the meanings and the music that comes with it. The music of this surah is very unique. If you read this section that ends with this verse, يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, he's asking in a sarcastic way, when is the Day of Judgment? And starts from the beginning of the surah, you find that every single ayah ends with ha, ha. لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلا قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيان يوم القيامة. In this section, the sound of ha, ha, which is the sound of confusion. Somebody is confused and saying, ha, ha, what is happening? What is going on? Ha, sound of confusion. Because this person lives in a state of confusion. Because if you deny the truth, you have to end up confused. Because if you deny the truth, you have to accept the non-truth, the falsehood. The falsehood does not make sense. So you'll end up confused. As Allah said in Surah Qaf, بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٍ. They have denied the truth. And as a result of denying the truth, they ended up confused. They ended up in a state of confusion. فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٍ. So that sound, ha, 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 reflect how confused they are because they have denied the truth. Then the answer to this sarcastic question that this person said, when is the Day of Judgment, Muhammad? This is something far and remote and it's not going to happen. The answer came from Allah. How did Allah answer this question? In a paragraph that has four scenes coming straight, four snapshots, four pictures coming straight from the Day of Judgment. This is my answer to you. This is my answer to your silly, ridiculous excuse and to your sarcasm. Four pictures coming straight from the Day of Judgment. And the music of these four pictures, every single picture of them ends with the letter Ra. Rrr, rrr. You know, يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ فَإِذَا بَرَقَ الْبَصَرُ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ وجمع الشمس والقمر يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر. And we know in the Arabic, in the old Arabian days, when Arabs are shepherding goats and they are shepherding sheep around, they try to guide them. If one goes away from the group, they try to guide this sheep back into the group by saying ir, 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 ir. They confront this running away sheep and they say ir, ir, go back to the group. So the same music is used here to guide this person back to the truth. Ir, ir. The first snapshot, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ means somebody is seeing something horrible and his eye is going out of his skull. بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ, you know, just like the cartoon movies when somebody's eyes are going out of his skull. That is the first snapshot that you get from the Day of Judgment. Somebody so horrified, seeing horrors around him, you know, collapsing sun, exploding seas and oceans, universes being collapsing everywhere, and his eyes is sticking out. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ وَجُمِعَ when the light of the moon disappears because of the horrors and the destructions that are happening to the universe. And the light of the moon, by the way, is very important to the Arabian life because it is the only friend at the night. So it is something scary that even though it's supposed to show up, it didn't show up. When it's always clear skies, so there are no clouds to prevent it. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, and then the sun and the moon, they collapse into each other. As a result of all this, that person who's denying the Day of Judgment and making sarcasm about the Day of Judgment is going to say, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ. That is the fourth snapshot. That same person, a snapshot is like this person is looking into himself in the mirror, but at the Day of Judgment. What is going to happen to you? You're going to say, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ, أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ, where can I run away? Where can I hide? No running away, no hiding. There is only one way, which is you are under arrest and you are going to be brought to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accountability and judgment. That's the only way. It is like telling someone, the police is coming. You say, the police is not going to come. No, the police is coming. No, the police is not going to come. And then suddenly the police shows up. This person is going to say, Ayn al-Mafar, Ayn al-Mafar, where is the escape? Where is the escape? There is no escape. We have been telling you all the time that the police is going to come. It's a fact. You'll be under arrest, presented in the court of Allah. And you have been denying this fact left and right. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني داع فقول أمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين يا رب اعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين يا رب العالمين اللهم احمهم وادفع عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين واكشف الضرر عنهم واكشف غمهم واكشف قتلهم واكشف مرضهم واكشف جوعهم يا رب العالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح قد كامل الصلاة قد كامل الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا وسلطان مبين إلى فرعون وهامان وقارون فقالوا ساحر كذاب فلما جاءهم بالحق من عندنا قالوا اقتلوا أبناء الذين آمنوا معه واستحيوا نساءهم وما كيد الكافرين إلا في ضلال وقال فرعون ذروني أقتل موسى وليدع ربه إني أخاف أن يبدل دينكم أو أن يظهر في الأرض الفساد وقال موسى إني عذت بربي وربكم من كل متكبر لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا أولا يذكر الإنسان أنا خلقناه من قبل ولم يك شيئا فوربك لنحشرنهم والشياطين ثم لنحضرنهم حول جهنم جثيا ثم لننزعن من كل شيعة أيهم أشد على الرحمن عتيا ثم لنحن أعلم بالذين هم أولى بها صليا وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم ورحمة الله